Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, what a great way to kind of begin this day. Lord, we celebrate it as the day you came to earth as a man. And we don't believe this is the day, but a day you did come. We know that. And if you would have wanted us to know the date, you would have told us, and you didn't. But Lord, we know you came to die, and that date is given to us in many, many different books in the Bible on Passover. So here we are, and the opportunity to remember, and the opportunity to praise you, the opportunity to thank you. Oh, how great you are. Thank you for these precious ones, Lord, who are here to praise you, to honor you, and we want to pray as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, when we think about Christmas, there's so many different things to think about, but I thought we would begin with Charles Wesley. Him, as I mentioned to you, I think he wrote 6,500 hymns, I believe is what he credited to him. And this is one of his better known ones because we use it as a Christmas carol, but just think of the words here. Both verses are so great, we're going to sing. There's many more verses, but we're only going to do a couple of them. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hasn't happened yet. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Partially happened in our hearts. Life and light to all he brings, yes. Risen with healing in his wings, yes. Mild he lays his glory by, yes. Born that man no more may die, absolutely. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. So what great powerful words there. Let's sing this with understanding and purpose, Lord. Help us.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Well, there's so many scriptures we could spend time on, but just wanted to, we don't have time for a Bible study. We're here to pray, but just a few that I made note of. The first one in the Bible is in Genesis, as you know, 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, speaking to Satan. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In Isaiah, we have several, but a couple are verse 7, 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name God with us, Emmanuel. And then a couple of chapters more, verse 6 and 7 and chapter 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Okay, that's happened. The rest of that really hasn't happened yet, mostly. "And the government will be upon his shoulder." Boy, we can hardly wait for that day, right? "And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase in his government and peace, there will be no end." Hallelujah. "Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old and from everlasting." And I wanted to add just one more. Turn on the back, if you would, just a moment. One we don't really know too well. Micah 4:8, near the bottom on the left. "And you, O tower of the flock, Migdal of Edar, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem." We ran into Migdal Edar in the very first book of the Bible in Genesis 3:25, when Jacob, after bearing Rachel near Bethlehem, verse 21 says, "journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the tower," which is Migdal in Hebrew, "beyond the Migdal of Edar." Now here is a picture of part of what they think is the ancient tower. It's kind of black, can't see it very well. But that was the tower where the rabbi tradition is, at any rate, that the priest would inspect the newborn lambs as they were born on the hills of Bethlehem. All of these hills were the raising places and birthplaces of the sacrificial lambs, and they had to be without blemish. And if they were injured in any way, they would bring them into the tower here and try to heal them, and they would bind them in swaddling cloth. So when we see in Luke, "For you to born is this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths." And it always has been emphasized he's in a manger. That's true, but I don't think that's the main sign there. The sign is the strips of cloth they would bind these baby sacrificial lambs in. And no human would ever wear those. So that's the sign. When the shepherds, who knew what swaddling cloths were, would see an infant in swaddling cloths, that would be the sign. Isn't that interesting? So we can do with that what we will, but he is our sacrificial lamb. He is perfect. And he came as a babe. He came in Bethlehem, or near Bethlehem. This Tower of Edar is near Bethlehem. And supposedly you can see some ruins of it today, but I've never seen it, so I can't testify to that. Continuing on here, reading again Luke 2:11-14, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then we have another beginning here in the book of John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him." Now, that's so amazing, isn't it? That he brings a man into the world, into the place where he made. It's amazing, isn't it? "All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Skipping on down to verse 10, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. That's Israel. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Great, great verse. Isn't that awesome? We're all born, all people are born in the image of God, but it's only those who believe in his name become children of God. Children of God. So we want to pray for more children of God, don't we? And then in Galatians, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that he might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through Jesus Christ. Father, we can hardly wait for the second coming. And how awesome that is going to be, Lord, when you come as a king, triumphant in every way, and establish your rule and your reign on earth forever. And even as you showed Nebuchadnezzar way back 5,000, 4,000 years ago, almost, of the kingdoms of the earth and forms of the metal on that figure, and yet they will all be put to an end. And the fifth kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, will be established and will rule and reign forever and ever. And Lord, to think that we will be with you there forever and ever. Oh, what a joy. What an absolute joy. So here we are this morning with grateful hearts as we remember your first coming. And we just pray more would remember your first coming this day. Around the world, Christmas is recognized, but too many do not recognize the Christ in Christmas. And so, Lord, for the politically incorrect who don't even want to mention the word Christ, we pray for their souls, Lord, that they would come not only to not hate you, but that they would love you, and they would receive you, and they would confess and repent of their sins, and they would turn to you. So, Lord, we have these minutes this morning to pray, together, and I thank you for this opportunity. So may we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming this morning and praying. We know that one person is so precious and important to the Lord, but let me ask you this question on the other hand. How many people will die today on the earth? What do you think? The average is 159,000 a day. We get all concerned over 20 people, 40 people. That's important. They're important to the Lord. But there's 160,000 dying every day. How many of those know the Lord? Probably not very many. So every time we think about a believer in trouble, I'm not against praying for believers in trouble, but they're saved eternally. Yeah, they're going through some difficulties now. Jesus had difficulties. Jesus had pain. There is pain and suffering in this world, and there's death in this world. Even though the government doesn't want to admit there's any death and all death is bad. Well, I'm sure glad Jesus died for my sin and your sin. And so keep the lost in prayer, because that's an eternal issue. These other things are all going to pass away. Mudslides are bad, but let's thank the Lord for the rain. You know, we got so many people, really, man is not even where he's supposed to be, on the side of a mountain, you know, or whatever, you know. And I used to live on the side of a mountain, so I didn't know any better, but nevertheless, we want to pray for those in trouble, no question about it. We want to pray for the tornado victims. But how many are there? A few hundred, probably not 1,000. We have 2,000 plus babies every day we're aborting. 2,000 a day. So we want to be impressed with little numbers, but we also want to keep the big pictures as well, right? Now, on your I did update the prayer request here, but I don't think it's on the bottom here. We have a new chancellor in Germany as of Wednesday. Merkel is gone, and we got a new guy, Olaf somebody. And I wasn't too impressed with what I read. He's been compared to Joe Biden, so. But at any rate, pray for those world leaders. Most of the others are still the same. And we got a couple of really good ones in there. The guy from Indonesia and the guy from Brazil. They're godly leaders and good leaders. I haven't heard of any others on that list I've heard anything good about, but I don't know about a lot of them. But at any rate, let's just close in a triumphant song here of joy to the world. Isaac Watt wrote that, as you know, back in 1700s. And this is all about the second coming, pretty much all of it. There's a little bit here about the first coming, but this has become popular to sing at the first coming, and that's great, because without the first coming, you don't have the second coming. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let the earth receive her king. That's first coming. Let every heart prepare his room, him room. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Not yet, but soon. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace. Not yet, but he will. And makes the nations prove. Not yet, but he will. The glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. So let's just close in this song, if we may. Father, we do thank you as the stirred by the beautiful, beautiful sounds from so many years ago, really. And you never change. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us here this morning and being with us always. May we be mindful of your presence this day, and thank you for each one. In Jesus' name, amen.